The stock market has its own peculiar psychology, but the uncertainty these days is real. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading in the North American time zones today, stock market indicators were mixed, but given the exhausting volatility in the last week, let's take stock, as it were, with Marketplace regular Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Given the stock market that we've seen plummeting at times over the last week, the thing I keep hearing is that the stock market is one thing and the real economy is something quite different and isn't doing that bad. So my question to you, Chris, is are some of the nerves we're seeing expressed through all this volatility on markets, is it reality-based?
Well, I think it's more uncertainty-based. If you think about the two big catalysts behind the selling, one of them is the Fed. We have seen the Fed, of course, tighten countless times in the last 40 years, but that was 40 years of unprecedented credit growth. We've never seen the Fed tighten when there is no credit growth. So we know it's going to be different. And then look at China. China is 13% of global GDP. You ask the China hands, they'll tell you Chinese GDP figures are not accurate. They don't actually tell you the level of growth. So right now, what do we really know? We know the direction is down, but we don't know how much.
I don't know if you saw this. I was reading the Financial Times earlier this week. This was a showstopper. World trade, the whole world, declined 0.5% in the quarter that ended in June, fueling the debate, the FT wrote, about whether globalization has peaked. What?
I didn't even know there was a debate about a peak in globalization. It was mostly commodities, things like iron ore, copper, lumber, and most of that was going into China in recent years. That investment has slowed because, let's face it, a lot of it was empty buildings. This realization has dawned in the government that maybe that's not the kind of activity they want to support. I would argue a slowdown in consumption of resources that are going toward wasteful projects, that's not really a bad thing. Perhaps those, you know, products will be put to use in a better, more constructive way.
Christopher Lowe, Chief Economist at FTN Financial, thank you for the briefing.
David, always a pleasure.
Oh, and Chris tells me he was on vacation on the golf course on Monday when the text came in that the Dow at that moment was down more than 1,000 points. Chris says he then used his smartphone to buy some stock at what he saw as a bargain, picked up his club, and went back to lining up his next shot. Now, I don't play golf and wasn't there to independently confirm this version of events, but that's his story. There's word just now that Greece has a new finance minister replacing the flamboyant one who left earlier this summer. The new man is George Tsouliarakis, who represented Greece in the big meetings to secure a new financial bailout. The government there has called a new election in a bid to put down a party faction that objects to new austerity measures. From a variety of angles this month, we've been looking at how businesses in New Orleans have fared since the flood of floods 10 years ago. Federal money has helped, so did grants from nonprofits, and also partnerships between lenders big and small. All of this helped some small businesses regain and, in certain cases, expand. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
What's this word right here?
Red.
Red. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Come on. The idea.
At McMillan's First Steps, a preschool, there's a big mural painted on the cafeteria wall. A smiling little boy is held in the air by a doctor, a pastor, a police officer, and a guy in a Home Depot uniform. In another city, that might seem weird, not in New Orleans. Linda McMillan owns First Steps.
This building had a lot of damage after Katrina. The whole first level, we had about maybe 7.5 feet of water in this facility.
McMillan parked two commercial trailers on the playground and held classes there. With the city's education system in disarray, she decided to expand beyond preschool to the fifth grade. But she didn't know where to get the money for a new school building. 3 years ago, a colleague told her about a program called 10,000 Small Businesses, run by Goldman Sachs. The investment bank partners with local colleges to give small business owners around 100 hours of free college courses.
They gave you accounting, marketing. They had different speakers to come out and do the training. I got to know who I was, what type of business owner that I was.
A successful one, as it turned out. When McMillan finished the classes, she was approved for a $586,000 loan. Today, her school has 115 students. Her lender is a small credit union that works in low-income areas. The money comes from Goldman Sachs. She got something else out of those classes, the chance to network with other businesses. And she called them when it was time to expand.
People that does landscaping, master plumbers, people that does signs. With the construction, they had a lady with the demo, Diva Demo, I even use her.
Catherine Delon Kolscher is the national director of 10,000 Small Businesses. She says she hears stories like McMillan's a lot.
It was unexpected to us that so many of the businesses that go through the program would do business with each other. Nationally, 84% of 10,000 Small Businesses participants do business with each other.
Overall, 5,000 business owners so far across the country have received free classes and a business loan.
Bakeries, plumbers, HVAC companies. It's important that those businesses are invested in as well.
Delon Kolscher says they've seen impressive results. This year, Babson College analyzed how companies were doing 18 months after finishing the program. Three quarters of them had increased revenue, and more than half had created new jobs. In New Orleans, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
And while some Federal Reserve officials have been suggesting that a possible interest rate hike in September might be delayed, given all the market volatility, the St. Louis Fed president, James Bullard, told Reuters this morning that he thinks they still should raise interest rates. Central bankers are meeting in the Grand Tetons this weekend to talk about policy. From studios at Montclair State University today, as the New York Bureau gets an overhaul, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.